I'm Jess.
And I'm Ryan.
And we are
the Iggy Parents.
Welcome to episode 57, Moving Back to the City.
So this episode is going to be our preparation for our move. That is
pup
happening.
Dates.
Breaking news is a pup date.
Pup date. We're moving back to the city.
Yeah. So we moved to a smaller town for 8 months now. Six.
Oh, wow. It's been a long
time. It's been a long time.
Right. We moved just 2 weeks after getting Phoebe.
Yeah.
And now she's almost 11 months.
So we will be moving on September 1st. So we're going to have a big ramp up to getting ready for that move. But we have made a list here of the things that we are doing to prepare. So things we need to look into, things that we need to do once we get there. So we have three categories that we've split them into. We have things for your new area, things for your home in particular, and things to consider on moving day.
But first, babe, why are we moving?
We are moving because things are opening back up in our area.
So exciting.
Yeah. So the biggest thing is that fitness classes have been completely virtual for a very long time, like over 200 days or something.
Like 280 days we've been going closed again. And that was after being closed for months. Mm-hmm. And we reopened for like a month and a half.
Right. It's effectively been over a year that fitness studios have been closed. So that was like Jess's main job at the time when things closed down. I was doing theater and Uber, and neither of those things have been very appealing or non-existent during this time, but I'm going to figure it out once we get there. So Jess and I both have the jab now, the double jab.
Two jabs.
Yeah. So we're feeling a little more confident in the things that we're willing to do. We're still going to be safe because, like, we haven't been around people for a year now, basically. So we very well could get sick from just, like, catch a cold really bad because our immune systems are shot.
Or something. Yeah. We've had no exposure to anything.
But we are ready to make this move now. And you probably know that we do have a plan to move to New York City, but
immigration is slow at the best of times. Mm-hmm. And this is in a pandemic world.
Yeah. So we basically got our information confused with pre-pandemic articles and things we were reading online. And we kind of thought things were starting to move ahead, but that's not going to be the case. So
it's probably 6 months out.
So it's going to be worth it for us to move. Like, we wouldn't be moving and then 60 days moving later again.
Right. And we lucked out finding a place. I'm excited. It's in a new neighborhood of Toronto that we have not really explored.
Yeah. I keep finding new things. It's like, ooh, that's only a 10 or 15 minute drive from our new place. Like, these things that felt so far away because Jess and I have really lived downtown before. So we're a little farther up, still near a subway station. Not sure if we're going to be using transit very much yet.
But we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
But why are we telling all of you this? Well, it's because Phoebe hasn't lived in an apartment since she was 2 weeks old. Mm-hmm. Sorry, 2 weeks old. 2 weeks after she came home.
Right. 2 months plus 2 weeks old.
2 months plus 2 weeks. And I feel like she probably considers herself a city girl. I mean, I think she probably considers herself a country girl.
Yeah, she's used to having a backyard that she can go out first thing and just burn off that energy right away. So we're going to need to look for different outlets. That's part of our list, but places that we can take her and things that we can do to make sure that both of them are exercised and stimulated well enough.
And this is just one of those moments in life where you realize the big events in your life are actually really going to affect your dogs. And you should include them in the, not decision making, if it's, you know, make or break, obviously, yes. But for us, we have to include them in consideration of what we're going to do once we move, how we move. And that's what we're talking about today.
Yeah. And another big consideration for us in particular is that we're moving from a house with Jess's family, where there's always people there and what is the future going to look like when we don't have someone to watch them, or they do have to actually be left alone. So we're going to have to kind of work back up to that, I think, from scratch.
Right. A lot of people talk about going back to work and not just working from home anymore. Well, Ryan and I basically haven't been really working during this pandemic. We've talked about this before, and that's why we have been diving into this business of ours and mm-hmm. our podcast and sort of creating a community around this. But if we are going to be working more outside of the home, we're basically putting Phoebe to the test for separation anxiety, for her Iggy alone time, if you've listened to that episode as well, mm-hmm. crate training, all of those things. We're putting her to the test, like the ultimate test, because my family's always been there to babysit her. And basically, she has free roam of the house. And now she's going to have a one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
So this is a big test for the Iggy parents. You know, Phoebe's going to be along for the ride. It's our test, really.
So just before we get into our list, one last thing that I wanted to mention is our Patreon once again. So we have just crossed over. No longer are we offering the customized puppy tails for patrons, but we still are releasing puppy tails, still are recording the bi-weekly episodes of Real Talk, our social media podcast. I think our last episode was really great, honestly. It is really good for us to think deeply about social media and what we do. And then I think it's going to inform our behavior going forward. So if you would like to hear our thoughts about it, you can find us on Patreon, patreon.com/theiggyparents, or there will be a link in the show notes. Or Real Talk and Bedtime Puppy Tales are their own standalone podcasts. Real Talk, we are currently uploading segments. So
free segments.
Yes. And Bedtime Puppy Tales, we're releasing one a week. But on our Patreon, you have the entire back catalog to access. So that's our other little pup date. Thank you to everyone that has signed up so far. And we look forward to continuing to work on that alongside what we do here for the Iggy Parents and on TikTok and Instagram with the dogs. Now let's jump into our list. So the first part that we have here is things to look into and research about your new area.
Your neighborhood, your city, wherever you're moving to.
So first thing for us that we are going to want to do is get in contact with our vet, our old vet, our current vet, I guess, for Adelaide.
I know, we kind of have two vets. We didn't do this properly the last time we moved out. We kept our Toronto downtown vet and just got a new vet for Phoebe. But we need to call mm-hmm. and get her papers transferred so that the girls can just go for appointments at the same vet. I think that will be much more organized for us and convenient now that we're back downtown.
Yeah. So a lot of things on this list are going to be slightly modified for us because we're moving back to somewhere. But if you want to take this list and kind of run with it for moving somewhere brand new, hopefully these are most of, if not a completely comprehensive list of things that you need to do when moving with a dog.
Yeah, I'm sure we're leaving something out. But
probably. Yeah, leave a little room to have forgotten something.
But it's a pretty good list. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah. You should also check with your vet or with the
microchip registry.
Yes. Of your country or your area and make sure that your information is up to date. So for us, we basically only have our phone number included in the registry.
And our breeder's information is on there as well as like a secondary contact.
Yeah, but there's nothing for us to change.
And also, if you don't have your pet microchipped, perfect chance. Go check it out. You mm-hmm. should get it done. It's not the same thing as a GPS tracker. And I think some people confuse that sometimes.
Yeah.
They think, oh, my dog's microchipped. If they're lost, it's fine. But if your dog is not found by someone, you can't check a microchip like a GPS. It's
right.
just an identifier if your dog is turned in to a vet or somewhere where someone can get the microchip checked.
Mm-hmm. Another aspect of this is that you want to look into an emergency vet for your location. So we have actually taken Adelaide to the emergency vet. You can listen to our episode about bee stings. And that was where we found out that we did not know what the emergency vet was. We thought we did, and we had to, in a panic. Look for it. So don't get caught out like we did. And then the last thing about the vet is to make sure that all of your vaccinations are up to date. and or if different vaccinations are required for the area. So for us, because we come up to cottage country and visit my family in a rural area, the vet recommends getting leptoparvo vaccination. And in the country, so like at Phoebe's vet, they just did it automatically and assumed. So if you're moving from the city to the country, maybe that's something to consider, or vice versa. There's maybe something in your city or your new area. Maybe you're moving across the country and they have completely different vaccination requirements. Just something to look into once you move.
Also, trying to find a vet that knows how to deal with Italian greyhounds.
Ooh, yeah.
Always a good question. This is if you have an Italian Greyhound. If you're listening to this and you're not an Iggy parent, that's okay too. But as we've talked about many times, Iggies have very special needs. And something like vaccinations, depending on the place, sometimes they're able to give the vaccination in a sort of a different way, like split it in half or whatever they do, so that your dog, if they happen to have a vaccination reaction,
it won't be as severe.
Yeah. They're going to be able to do that for you in a way that's safe for your Iggy.
Something we're definitely going to have to do is look into a dog license.
Right. So depending on the area where you're moving to, you need a dog license. And depending on the area, you might have different rules as to what the price is and when you need it. Mm-hmm. Do they need it the second they're born? Do they need it after 6 months of life?
Yeah, I know in Toronto as well, it's a different price if your dog is spayed or neutered or not. So Phoebe currently is not, because we might be showing her, might be breeding her at some point in the future. We co-own her with our breeder. So that is something that we have not done yet and is going to affect things that you wouldn't expect, like the price of a dog license.
Also checking with insurance, because insurance prices can change depending on your region.
Mm-hmm.
More rules to talk about here.
Yeah, just condo things to be rules. Aware of. Yeah, don't make any assumptions about
it's
things
true.
Being however you would expect.
Yeah, and different regions are going to have different rules. Even like leash laws.
Yeah.
Look into it for your new region, especially if it's somewhere you've never lived before. You can check online groups, Facebook groups, try and see if there's any maybe breed-specific groups like Italian Greyhounds, and they might have information for you that you wouldn't have thought of yourself.
Right. I remember in our conversation with the dog podcast, they were talking about in England that it is much more common to see dogs off a leash than on a leash. And there are different rules as well about dogs going into stores and restaurants and pubs.
You don't want to be caught off guard thinking your dog can go anywhere and everywhere and then get turned away.
Right.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Another thing to look up are dog parks. Look in your area. What dog parks are there? Are there small dog parks, big dog parks? And by that, I mean big dog, small dog.
Big dog, dog parks. Small dog, dog parks.
Yes. Yeah. And just see if there are opportunities for you to take your dog to a public park.
Yeah. There might be specific rules about the regular parks as well, like whether it's no dogs or pick up after your dog, which is probably true for most places. But
you should always pick up after your dog.
Yes.
Even if there's no rule.
You should look into the pet stores in your area, especially try and figure out where the pet stores are that carry your brand of food. So you don't want this big change to happen for your dog moving and then add on something else stressful, like switching up their diet, which can be tricky for them digestively. And from what I've heard, it's usually a bigger problem to change brands than proteins in it. So like within the same brand, we often buy whichever is available or just switch it up to give them some variety. For us, we have always fed them open farm, and their website is great because it shows a map of the pet stores that carry it, or at least for us, like Pet Value can carry it or can order it in.
Right. And depending on your area, for us, we noticed the city Pet Values carried open farm all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when we moved out to the country, it feels like they'd never even heard of the brand. And it was really hard to get it into the store unless we specially requested it to be ordered.
Right.
So again, never assume is basically the theme of today. Don't assume, do your research. Another thing not to assume, public transit rules.
Yeah, that's something that we got caught with one time, trying to go somewhere with Adelaide during rush hour. And even her being in a bag, the streetcar operator came out and told us, no, you're not allowed on at this time. So again, something to look into for a place that you might not be familiar with.
And of course, the rules maybe get bent sometimes. And perhaps for months, we were bringing our dog onto the streetcar in the middle of rush hour. But it just happened to be that one time the officer saw it and said, oh, you can't do that. So just knowing ahead of time will help you in case you're in a rush, in case you need to go somewhere, and something like that could stop you from getting there on time.
Sorry, I've just been distracted here looking at all the pet stores in our new area that carry Open Farm.
Tell us what you found, Ryan.
There's a Global Pet Foods and Pet Value right near us. But then there's also some local ones, Uber Dog and Pawland, that I had never heard of before. So well, they may be one-off stores that we'll have to look into.
Right. And if you're moving to a new area and there are independent dog or pet stores, definitely something to check out and support if you have never done that before. There's more than just PetSmart.
Yeah. Next, you can look into doggy daycare or dog boarding. So like we were saying, we're not going to be living with people that are going to be around to look after the dog. So
we're losing our babysitters.
Yeah, our built-in babysitters. So we need to figure out whether it's working with a company like Rover that will have someone come and check on your dog, or you bring your dog somewhere and they're playing and active with other dogs all day, or whether it's looking for a pet sitter for a longer term thing if you're going to be going on a trip or something and can't bring the dogs.
And looking for someone you can trust, because not to instill fear in anyone, but there have been stories of friends of ours and, you know, people in our community that have experienced pet sitting or doggy daycare incidents where a dog has been lost or a dog has been injured. And it's something that is probably always going to be in the back of your mind when you leave your dog with someone else, especially an Iggy. Like we said, they're very special and delicate. But there are ways to find recommendations. I know for me personally, I had someone reach out to me because I gave a review on Rover for a friend of mine who is a dog walker. And I had someone approach me and said, hey, you gave a review to this dog walker. Can you tell me more about them? Like, do you think they'd be a good fit to walk my dog? And I said, oh my God, of course. They're really great. They've watched my dog many times. And it's a really close personal friend of mine, actually. So I would highly recommend using their services. And it's situations like that, that yes, it's a very unique circumstance, but you never know. If you, again, reach out online, find people in your area, there may be people that can recommend sitters or doggy daycares that are really good for Iggy's.
So our last few things to look into for your area are maybe a little more fun. So things to do with your dog. So for example, look into restaurants that are dog friendly. So we have been to a few different places in a few different areas. Again, we're moving to a new area, so we're going to have to do our research. But there are restaurants that allow you to have the dogs out on the patio. There's sometimes breweries or coffee shops where there's different rules for them. So sometimes they don't serve food, but they allow you to actually bring the dogs in and then they can interact with other dogs. That's kind of their whole thing, is that you will go there with your dog. And then there's some places like outdoor shopping malls or places like that that you can go where, especially if you're going in a group or in a couple, where you can pop in and out and be there. I'm thinking for us in particular that if we went shopping, one of us could watch the dogs while the other went in and tried stuff on, and it could be a whole fun thing that we maybe wouldn't think to do, but because we're looking for something to do with the dogs, then we have even more fun experiences.
I feel like we should have an episode about that, like date ideas with your dog.
Yeah.
What you can do with your dog.
Dating with a dog.
Yeah. We have here upcoming events or conventions. Make plans for the future.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if there's going to be anything for us in the near future, But in the next little while, as things start to get back to normal a little bit, there might be some events that we could take the dogs to. So we have been to the Canadian Pet Expo here. There's other events like Woofstock that happens in Toronto, and then even looking to other cities for events and things like that.
There was the Party for Paws.
Oh, yeah.
That we actually went to last year.
Yes, an outdoor event.
Because we were open in the summer for that, at least.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing I wanted to say about this is that this is part of the reason why we left the city, because we weren't able to go to events.
Right.
We weren't able to do any of these fun, like I said, date ideas with your dog. We weren't able to do any of those things because of the pandemic. And now that we're planning to move back, this list that we have for you is really our sort of extensive list of things to do to make the most out of living in the city with your dog. And I'm just personally really excited for it.
Yeah. So us being away for 8 months, it doesn't feel like we missed out on a lot on these kinds of things that we're talking about. But it would feel like we're missing out if we didn't try and go back now.
I don't know if we said this, but in your area, for us in particular, we're moving to an area that has a really cool trail nearby. And we said to scope out and research dog parks and parks, but also trails. Because
yeah,
if you're in a city, or even if you are moving out to the country, just looking up the different options to go on adventures with your dog outdoors.
And lastly, here to look up for your area is dog meetups, or specifically Italian Greyhound meetups, or your breed of dog meetup. So we're really lucky in Toronto that there's a really big community of people that own Italian Greyhounds and want to meet up with other Iggies. They all know how different these dogs are when they get to interact with their own.
And some people are even close enough within the community that they help with dog sitting, because who knows the Italian Greyhound better than an Iggy parent?
Mm-hmm. So we have heard from other people in some different provinces and different states that there's not as much of a community of people, but look into it for your area because, yeah, it could be meet up with someone, or it could even be find your next babysitter.
And if there isn't a community, maybe this is your time to start one.
Yeah.
Reach out. See what interest is out there. Talk to a breeder in your area. Mm-hmm. Talk to a breed-specific rescue if you're looking for specific Italian Greyhound meetups.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's a great list that we have here just to research about the area before you move.
Mm-hmm. So next, we have things to do for your home. For us, we're looking for a low-rise building because we know that getting the girls out can be a big process. So kind of the quicker we can get them outside, the better. So we're going to be on the third floor. But we could have been on like the 25th floor of a bigger building, which then would mean waiting for an elevator, which could mean a dog peeing on the carpet. And
nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that. So anyway, things to think about for your home. You need to consider the furniture that you're going to have in your house, whether that's going to be if you have a pen set up like we do, or if you have a crate, and where they're going to be in your home, because maybe they used to sleep in the bedroom with you, but there's not enough room in the bedroom for the crate, so they have to learn to sleep somewhere else.
And what if your dog is reactive and you used to have them by a front door and it was no problem, but now you've got neighbors in the hallways making noise and maybe that affects your dog? There could be lots of unexpected things about your new layout of your home that you just have to anticipate for and be willing to change.
Yeah. And we're going to also have to consider whether the doggy bathroom is going to fit. So we actually have a few doggy bathrooms from them. We've had a really good working relationship with them. So I know that we have more than we need because we have two of the tubs and three of the bases, which we don't need that we don't even have that many rooms. So so we need to think about what the bathroom setup is going to be for us and how that's going to work with our new furniture setup.
And lastly, if you're moving into a new home, you want to make sure that you are dog-proofing or Iggy-proofing your new space. So don't assume that it's going to be exactly like your old home wherever you had your dog previously. So maybe there'll be new challenges because of the layout, because of new appliances. Maybe there are outlets and wires exposed that you never would have had before. Maybe there's higher furniture and your dog is now jumping onto a concrete floor, for example. There's just so many things that you can anticipate for that will just save you some headaches in the long run if you get there and realize, oh, now my dog's destroyed the carpet, they've destroyed the curtains, they've destroyed the wires. Especially when moving into a new home and we said we're going to be challenged by separation anxiety and independence within a smaller area, you know, destruction is one of the things that can happen. So just keeping an eye out and Iggy-proofing your home.
Yeah, and this can be keeping your dog from destroying something, but also keeping your dog from hurting themselves. So if your bed, like Jess was saying, if your bed is on a hard floor and used to be on carpet, maybe looking into something like a doggo ramp to assist them in this unfamiliar space would be good. Or you might need baby gates if you have stairs. So we just talked to friends of ours that moved into a new house, and they never even considered that their dog might be unsure of how to do the stairs. But because they're carpeted instead of like apartment stairs that are usually concrete, he's much more confident to go down them quicker, which then might mean hurting himself more. So that can either be then you need some sort of barrier up, or you can do more training with them.
Right. I think the grip on the ground is a huge thing across the house. You should just take note, what is the flooring? Because when we moved out to my parents' house, there was so much more carpet available to them that I feel like they were a little bit overconfident. And now we're moving back to strictly hardwood. The girls are going to need to learn how to slow down so they don't fall. And especially for Adelaide, who has the luxating patella, mm-hmm. I think about her often, that sometimes if she gets too excited and she jumps up high and lands on a slippery floor, sometimes her knee will pop out. And while it doesn't cause her pain noticeably, it's a grade one luxating patella. Mm-hmm. I still don't want her to hurt herself. Yeah. So yeah, like Ryan said, doggo ramp for beds are really great. And just taking note of what kind of surface your dog's going to be potentially walking, running, or jumping on.
And keeping in mind the things that your dog might destroy. So that could be just toilet paper or a Kleenex box that's left lower than it normally would be and they find it and get into it. Or something more permanent like scratching at a screen door to try and get to you, or tearing up a piece of furniture that's new and unfamiliar. And
house plants.
Yes.
There are some house plants that are toxic to dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe in your old setup, you never had issues, but in your new setup, something is now at a spot that can get eaten. So again, all of those things you can anticipate for before you move.
And moving is going to be stressful for the dogs, for sure. You're not always going to be able to predict what they are going to do. By that, I mean, like, you can't trust them to act like their normal selves in this new environment or in a stressful situation like moving.
Right. And that might, as an Iggy, manifest as shaking or being extra needy or even not eating.
So to try and make your dog more comfortable, we've thought of a few things here to consider for moving day.
Moving day.
One thing to do is, if you can, try and make your dog comfortable with moving supplies. So for us, we know that packing up, even just for a day trip, whether they're coming with us or not, they seem to always be nervous that we are going to leave them or leave them behind. That can lead to, like Jess was just saying, shaking, not eating, erratic behavior.
Or it could even be flight mode, that they want to run out the door, escape. Yeah. And we already talked about this, but having a tracking device, knowing the neighborhood, moving day is stressful for humans and Iggies, and just having sort of a plan in place is good in case your dog is upset and tries to escape.
Yeah. So if you can have the moving supplies around. So
what do you mean moving supplies, right?
I'm just thinking of like
luggage,
boxes and luggage, okay. And
U-Haul.
Yeah. Probably not that, but at least the boxes are going to have some kind of smell that is going to be unfamiliar to them. There's not a lot you can do about the commotion of the moving day, unless you want to look into getting a sitter for that day.
Definitely something to consider, especially if you think that your dog might run out the door or just, you know, overall be upset on the day.
Yeah, because when we moved with the dogs, basically Jess's dad and brother came and it was the three of us moving a lot of things and Jess minding the dogs and like getting things ready for us to move and packing up the smaller things, but
making sure they had potty breaks, making sure they had play time, not ignoring them, and just overall making them comfortable during the move.
Yeah, so we basically had a full-time person looking after the dogs, which might not be possible in the area that you're moving, like in the new house or in the old place as you're packing it up. So that's something to look into. You should also plan to walk them in their new neighborhood. So again, this is going to be really disorienting for them to be in a new place, but if they can start to get to know the area, and whether that is knowing the smells or meeting new people or having good positive experiences like getting to play with other dogs, it can all lead to a better experience for that day. You also want to make sure that they are good and exercised. So a tired dog is a calm dog in general. So we need to make sure that the dogs are not going to be stressed because they're not getting their normal amount of exercise. Once you get to your space, you want to make sure that the pen or crate or doggy bathroom are all set up immediately to make sure to give them a safe space. So a lot of people have a crate that they will throw a blanket over and can be kind of a den for the dogs. Our pen is not covered like that, but it is a safe space that our dogs often choose to go into and can fall asleep. It's like whenever I went on family vacations when I was younger, my mom would always say, if you fall asleep, it's like time travel. It's like you just get through the day super quick. So if your dog can sleep through the day, then there's much less chance they're going to be stressed out about it. And lastly, I just wanted to mention that some people use CBD oil or treats to calm their dog. So we have tried this before. We tried calming treats for Adelaide, but without a lot of success because she just didn't like them. It was like trying to feed her medication where they where they like eat around it and then don't actually
or vegetables
have it. Yeah.
Our girls don't like vegetables.
But if this is something that you know does work for your dogs, this is definitely a stressful situation that you want to give them the best chance of success.
Always talk to your veterinarian or an animal nutritionist if you're looking for advice on food or CBD.
Yeah. Not something that we have experience with, but I just thought it would be worth mentioning because I know a lot of people do have success with that.
Yeah, like anecdotally, a lot of people that we know have had great experiences. Mm-hmm. So I definitely would look into it if you're interested.
Yeah. Well, that about does it for our list. Like I said, we've left ourselves a little wiggle room to not be perfect on this list. If you think of something that we have forgotten, let us know. Send us a message on Instagram. That's usually the best place to find us.
Are you excited to move back to the city, Ryan?
I am. And especially, like, we're trying to be really conscious about it because of, A, all the things we missed while we were there. It was like, oh, we're not able to do all these things. And now feels even more like that because we've been away.
Oh my God, we forgot something.
What?
Dog school for Phoebe.
Oh my goodness, that's the first thing on the list. And I totally forgot. Okay, we need to...
I think I started reading the list and I skipped over it.
Oops.
Oops. Ryan wrote the outline for today's episode. If you didn't notice, he prepared very well for this episode.
Thanks. Woo. But yeah, we're going to put Phoebe in puppy school as soon as possible when we get back. We have had a great experience with Adelaide at When Hounds Fly doing puppy school and then dog school or dog foundations, I think they call it. So we have definitely noticed a difference in Phoebe's skill levels.
I was saying this earlier as well, Ryan, that taking your dog to dog school is as much accountability and skills training for your dog as it is accountability for the humans to do the work too.
Because, and I'm sure there's things that we've forgotten.
Oh, absolutely. And we just haven't spent the time on Phoebe individually. So I feel like this is the perfect opportunity. We're going to get to go back to the facility, not the same location, but a different location of dog school where we brought Adelaide. So we already know how the classes run and sort of their policies with COVID and things like that. And I just feel like it's going to be a great opportunity for everyone involved.
Yeah.
And Adelaide will practice being independent again at home. Yeah. So she's even getting training just by being at home alone.
Okay, well, I'm glad we caught that because that is something we're really looking forward to when we get there.
It's like my first thing. I'm excited. Oh my God, we get to take Phoebe to training.
So are you excited about moving back?
Yeah, because we're going to take Phoebe to training.
Okay, yeah.
No, I'm excited for things to pick up again and to bring our dogs with us together on adventures, because I feel like we've explored the city before with Adelaide, and we have not explored the city as parents of two dogs. And I'm just looking forward to, I don't know, the outdoor film festivals and, like you said, pet events like Canadian Pet Expo, if it does get to operate this year. And our Italian Greyhound meetings happen once a month. So I'm very excited to get the socialization for Phoebe. Mm-hmm. I'm also excited to teach fitness in person again.
Right, yes.
Unrelated to dogs, but I'm very excited for that too.
Well, yeah, that about does it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on Instagram at Iggy Adelaide or TikTok, Iggy Adelaide, or the Iggy Parents. We've been trying to do a few more reels and informational things on there. And as I mentioned before, we have our Patreon going strong. Thanks to everyone that has supported us there. And we'll see you in the city.
Safe moving if you're moving too. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Iggy Parents.
If you enjoyed what you heard here today, we'd love if you left us a review. 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts help us get discovered by new Iggy parents and dog lovers alike.
You can subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening or wherever podcasts are found.
Our new vlog is going up on YouTube featuring Phoebe's journey through puppyhood.
Don't miss out on every pup date by subscribing to our newsletter at theiggyparents.com/newsletter.
As always, this podcast is brought to you by The Iggy Parents Shop. If you're looking for another way to support what we do here, check out our merch at theiggyparents.com/shop.
And don't forget to connect with us on Instagram by sharing your thoughts with us and your friends. Tag at the Iggy Parents, at Iggy Adelaide, and now you can even reach us at Iggy Phoebe.
Bye for now from Ryan,
Jess,
Adelaide,
and Phoebe.